And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Okay, now, Tom, when you hear about people that are virgins well into their 30s and beyond, most of us think those people are crazy women, right? No, Jay. But there is a man, a black man, who when he turned 30 announced to the world that he is still a virgin. Now, he's a handsome guy who looks healthy and sane. So why is he still a virgin, you might ask? Well, let's find out. I'm going inside her story with so-called worth the wait guy, Jim Dre Westbrook.
Worth the wait.
And
right,
before I say good morning to Jim Dre, I'm going to say to J. Anthony Brown, as I live and breathe, behave yourself.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Okay? All right. Good morning, Jim Dre.
Good morning, Jackie.
Now, okay, let's talk about this. And we are in the tree of trust here, so we want you to feel like you are talking family. Be open. All right, so you were 14 years old when you made the decision to remain a virgin until marriage. Why?
Yes, I made that decision at 14 because I always felt that it would be really cool to not only honor my relationship with God, but to give my future wife that ultimate gift, that love, that respect, that I could say that I saved myself to have sex for the first time for her. It was something that I feel that God placed in my heart at an early age. And, you know, I'm still today here at 31, still honoring that commitment.
Was you have
that,
a girlfriend?
That was a church thing?
Yes, it was a church thing. I grew up in the church. My family were Christians, but it wasn't a thing that my parents preached to me. It was something I came up on my own. I had to talk with my mom at 14, and she understood that I was growing older. I was going to high school, and that the act of having sex would probably happen in the near future. But I told her right then and there that she had nothing to worry about because I actually wanted to wait for sex until marriage. And so, yeah, it was definitely my beliefs in God. And, it's been a journey that I'm blessed to still be on.
Well, yeah. I would imagine that when you made that decision at 14, you probably thought you'd be getting married at 21. And here you are at 31 still single. Is it tough for you dating
is
and just being out in the world and you live in Las Vegas to remain a virgin? Are you challenged a lot?
Yes, being in Las Vegas presents some challenges. As we all know that it's Sin City and temptations everywhere. Las Vegas is like paradise 24/7. So you can get your hands on things that whatever you want.
Literally.
Literally.
That's the question I want to ask you. You've never done anything sexually.
How close have you come to having sex?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
How close have you, and we're in the tree of trust again.
Well, yeah, I understand we're in the tree of trust. Let's just say that
I
can't say I've never been kissed. Like the movie.
No, I'm talking about stuff by yourself. That's what I'm asking.
Have you had sex with yourself?
Have you had sex with yourself?
They're talking about self-pleasuring.
Yeah.
Well, I know what they're talking about, but
can you answer the question?
Like I said, I can't say that I've never been kissed, and I've been blessed to still remain a virgin living in Las Vegas. I've had.
Yeah, we heard that.
He's not trusting the tree. He's not trusting.
Yeah. But answer the question, man.
You were in the tree of trust. Have you touched your trunks? That's where we're at.
Yeah, I'm not perfect. Like, I'm a human being.
Okay, well, then are you? Okay.
You are the master of your own domain.
Yes, I am.
You are the master of your own domain.
How do women respond?
At age 14, were you pleasuring yourself at age 14?
No, it was not. Like I said, I was a kid at 14. I was heavily into sports. I played basketball, football.
From what age did you start pleasuring yourself?
I was very into my school. So,
sir, you're not listening.
I'm trying to answer the question. Go ahead, Jim.
So, yes, that was exactly what I was into. And, I'm currently single. I don't have.
How do women respond to you when you tell them that this is your choice?
Check, please.
Yeah, because you're a handsome guy, and they probably want to have sex with you.
Good-looking man, a great body, and you're very accomplished and all of that.
Thank you. I appreciate your compliments. They've been very, very receptive. The women that I come in contact with they're very respectful of my wishes. Not everybody is with what I'm doing, how I live my life. my lifestyle.
Are you still?
You cut them, right? You just cut them and say that's their loss.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, the best guy in the world, but, you know, I understand my worth. You know, I understand who I am as a person. And for someone who doesn't respect that or who just isn't down with that, it's okay. You
what
know,
about
that
your fraternity brothers? How do they respond?
How was last night for you? What happened?
Well, you know what? My frat brothers have been very supportive of it. You know, it has
what
been
fraternity?
One of those things where...
What fraternity?
You were scared to ask that, weren't you, Tom?
Kappa Psi Fraternity Incorporated. My whole family... Kappa. Our noobs, and it's one of those things where that really hasn't been a topic of discussion because a lot of people who come across and who meet me are one of those, it's the last thing that crosses their mind.
I know there's, you know, some Kappas,
like people
there's
say,
some Kappas
you know,
out there right now. Through, oh, no, not Kappas.
Well, he's a, Jim Dre, you come off as a very confident man. Are you? But are you nervous about the first time that you have sex?
Actually, Zachary, I'm not.
Sex.
You know, I know that the first time will be an experience. It will be unfamiliar territory with me. However, with my future wife, I'll have confidence in us, in what we have in terms of building our chemistry, that it will be an experience that, you know, I'll love. So it's not something that I'm intimidated by, something that I'm scared or I'm not looking forward to.
Will she have to be a virgin?
No, she does not have to be a virgin. If she is a virgin, then, you know, I will open that. I welcome that with open arms. However, it's not a requirement, dating requirement of mine. I just want her to love the Lord, for her to know herself, and for her to also love me.
Are there a lot of other people out there like you?
You know,
haven't had sex.
Since I've done the Worth the Wait guy website, my personal blog, I launched it last year. I've gotten numerous responses of other virgins who actually live in Las Vegas, who live internationally, who have come out to say, you know, they really appreciate what I'm doing. They really appreciate, you know, me having a
voice. Do you consider pleasuring yourself having sex, sir?
I appreciate what you're doing. Jay, stop it.
I just want to
stop it.
That's a legitimate question.
Y'all have asked a lot. Okay. Go ahead, Jim Dre.
Do you think pleasuring yourself is having sex, sir?
You still on that one, huh?
Yes.
Okay, you can step down. Thank you very much, sir.
It's like, so, Jim Dre, at what point, how long are you going to go with this?
Well, I'm going to go on until, you know, the Lord blesses me with his wife. I feel that each day I'm getting closer and closer to her, and with faith in him, we're going to ride this thing out until...
Ride it out.
Oh, my God. You all are like 12-year-olds. Jim Dre, thank you.
Nine. Thank you very much. Nine. Yeah.